Brazilian President Lula da Silva is seeking more help for his country's peacekeeping forces in Haiti. Brazil is leading the United Nations mission in the wake of hurricanes, kidnappings, the recent murder of a well-known journalist, and lingering anger over last year's ouster of President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Haiti is scheduled to elect a new president and parliament this December. Reporter and author Michael Dibert told our Farai Chadea that violence, apathy, and environmental degradation continue to pummel the Western Hemisphere's poorest country.
When it rains, the water just kind of cascades down and washes all the topsoil and whatnot into the sea. And as a result, you know, there's nothing to hold any nutrients, so it's much harder to grow trees, so it's kind of a vicious cycle. And because it's very hard to plant things in the countryside, then you have a whole lot of immigration to the cities, and therefore you have a huge swelling population in the cities that's really taken root over the last about, I'd say, 20 years of people who come there and they have no work. And especially among young men who arrive in the cities, they have no work. They're very easily co-opted by political actors who, you know, will pay people to demonstrate or to burn tires or, you know, occasionally to do more violent acts than that. So you can't really in some ways take care of the gang problem, I don't think, and the problem of violence, without also taking care of the economic and the environmental problem.
You have militias representing different political factions. You have the United Nations trying to enforce some kind of law. Who is in control?
Well, I guess the question of who is in control depends on where you find yourself. I mean, there are certainly entire sections of the capital city of Port-au-Prince, especially poor sections such as Cité Soleil and Bel Air, where the UN presence is minimal at best. You know, in the countryside, things are much calmer, but there isn't, I would say, a robust presence of the central government or of the UN force, and there historically has not been. I mean, if you were living in the Haitian countryside or, you know, in the Northwest Department or in the Plateau Central or something like that, the government was essentially some entity that probably usually would send someone around to take something from you and never really provide a whole lot in return.
The UN Secretary General has spoken with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and really emphasized that the UN peacekeeping force is what is going to bring about political change, successful elections. Do you believe that that's the case based on your experience?
Well, I think unless you have a political program to go along with the presence of a military force in Haiti, that not much is going to change. Because, I mean, as long as you have a population in Haiti that feels completely disenfranchised, I mean, I think you can have as many elections as you want, and it's not going to do all that much good. And also, I would say that the real important thing in Haiti almost, I would say almost more than elections, is the strengthening of institutions, especially in the presidency. Ideally, in Haiti, it's a presidency that's supposed to turn over democratically every 5 years. But hopefully the institutions will remain, the judiciary, the police, things like that. I once talked to a former police official in Haiti who had gone into exile because of pressure he had gotten after he had taken some movements against drug traffickers and things like that in Haiti. And he said to me that the most revolutionary thing you could do in Haiti was to strengthen an institution. And I think that's very true. And I think that's what will make the difference in the long run.
Some people believe that the U.S. had a hand in removing Aristide from power in Haiti. Given that perception, at least, what do you think the U.S. response could be or should be to Haiti?
I've always been quite skeptical of the idea that the U.S. somehow packed him on a plane. But now I think the important thing for the United States to do is to realize that if they don't deal with the problems in Haiti right now, it's just going to get worse, and it's going to reach an even greater crisis point when they'll have to intervene.
Michael Dibert is a former reporter in Haiti for Reuters and author of Notes from the Last Testament, The Struggle for Haiti. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Farai.
Farai Chadea, NPR News.